The unity of the saints.
我们愿意把约翰第十七章做我们的根据。
We would like to use John chapter 17 to be the basis.
所以在第一次的时候，我盼望我们大家一同把这一章圣经来念一遍。
So at the beginning, I would like all of us to read this chapter.
感谢主，我们中文的圣经啊，普通都是用这个和合本。
We thank the Lord that the Chinese translation is all the same.
所以我们可以一同念。
So that we can read it together.
如果你是英文圣经的话，那么你就跟着吧。
And if you use the English Bible, then you just follow on.
约翰第十七章。
John chapter 17.
我们慢慢地念。
Let's read it rather slowly.
我们的目的就是盼望主的话一句一句能刻到我们的心里面。
The purpose is for the word of God to be carved into our heart, sentence by sentence.
约翰十七章。
John chapter 17.
我们从第一节念起。
Let's read from verse 1.
耶稣说了这话，就举目望天说，父啊，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使儿子也荣耀你，正如你曾赐给他权柄，管理凡有血气的，叫他将永生赐给你所赐给他的人，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事我已成全了。父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀，就是唯有世界以先我同你所有的荣耀，你从世上赐给我的人，我已将你的名显明于他们，他们本是你的，你将他们赐给我，他们也遵守了你的道。如今他们知道，凡你所赐给我的，都是从你那里来的，因为你所赐给我的道，我已经赐给他们，他们也领受了，又确实知道我是从你出来的，并且信你差了我来。我为他们祈求，不为世人祈求，却为你所赐给我的人祈求，因他们本是你的，凡是我的都是你的，你的也是我的，并且我因他们得了荣耀。从今以后我不在世上，他们却在世上，我往你那里去。圣父啊，求你应你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。我与他们同在的时候，应你所赐给我的名保守了他们，我也护卫了他们。其中除了那灭亡之子，没有一个灭亡的，好叫经上的话得应验。现在我往你那里去，我还在世上说这话，是叫他们心里充满我的喜乐。我已将你的这道这个世界有恨他们，因他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。我不求你叫他们离开世界，是求你保守他们脱离那恶者。不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。你怎样爱我到世上，我也照样爱他们到世上。我为他们的缘故自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真道成圣。我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求，使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。你所赐给我的荣耀，我亦赐给他们，使他们合而为一， 向我们合而为一，我在你里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。父啊，我在那里，愿你所赐给我的人也同我在那里，叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀，因为创立世界以前你已经爱我了。公义的父啊，世人未曾认识你，我却认识你，这些人也知道你差了我来，我已将你的名指示他们，还要指示他们，是你所爱我的爱在他们里面，我也在他们里面。我们低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
我们的主，我们已经读了你的话。
Our Lord, we have read your word.
现在我们求你的圣灵把你的话传达到我们的心中。
Now we ask your Holy Spirit to interpret these words and bring it into our hearts.
叫你的话在我们里面成为灵，成为生命。
So that your word in us becomes spirit and life.
使你能得着荣耀。
So that you be glorified.
听我们的祷告。
Hearken to our prayer.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
在主耶稣被卖的那一夜，
The night before our Lord was betrayed,
他与他的门徒聚集在一个楼上。
He and his disciples gathered on the upper floor.
他们在那里吃最后的一次逾越节的筵席。
They ate the last Passover.
在那个时候，我们的主他就起来。
And that time our Lord rose up.
因为他爱那些属于他的人，他就爱他们到底。
Because he loved those who belong to him, he loved them to the end.
所以他就起来把衣服脱掉。
He rose up and took off his garment.
他把毛巾束了他的腰带。
He girded himself with a towel.
然后他把水倒在盆里面。
He poured water into the basin.
他就替他的门徒洗脚。
He washed the feet of his disciples.
他把门徒洗脚了之后，
After he washed their feet,
他就告诉他们说，他这样做究竟是什么意义。
He told them why he did this.
他要他的门徒彼此相爱。
He wanted his disciples to love each other.
在那一个晚上，
That night,
他对他的门徒说了许多临别的话语。
He said many last words to his disciples.
他一面告诉他们说，他要回到父那里去。
On one hand, he told them that he is to go back to the Father.
但是，他并没有去离弃他们。
But on the other hand, but he did not forsake them.
因为他要差遣圣灵来做他们的保惠师。
Because he is going to send the Holy Spirit to be their comforter.
他并且也把他自己的名就赐给他的门徒。
And he also gave his own name to his disciples.
他们是要奉他的名祷告，父就要应允。
As they pray in his name, the Father shall answer.
虽然他们在世界上要受许多的逼迫，
Although they will be persecuted on earth,
因为他们不属于世界，
Because they do not belong to this world,
像我们的主不属世界一样，
As our Lord does not belong to this world,
但是主告诉他们说他已经胜了世界，
But the Lord told them that he has overcome the world.
主也告诉他们说他是葡萄树，他们门徒是他的枝子。
The Lord also told them that he is the vine and they are the disciples are the branches.
他与他的门徒乃是合而为一的。
That he and his disciples are one.
不是他的门徒拣选他，是他拣选他的门徒。
It is not the disciples have chosen him, but he has chosen his disciples.
并且他要他们去多结果子。
And he sent them away to bear fruit.
叫神能得着荣耀。
So that God can be glorified.
他与他们谈了许许多多的话。
And he talked with them much.
然后我们的主他就举目望天有一个祷告。
Then our Lord raised his eyes toward heaven and he has a prayer.
那个祷告可以说是我们主耶稣在地上最后的一个祷告。
That prayer was the last prayer that our Lord has on earth.
如果我们不把他十字架上的祷告包括在里头的话,
if we exclude his prayer on the cross,
他在那里就是向父献上他的祷告。
And there he offered his prayer to the Father.
他是为着那一些与他在一起的门徒祷告。
And he prayed for those disciples who have been with him.
不单是为着那11个门徒祷告。
Not only with that for that 11 disciples.
他也为着所有因着他门徒的话而信他的人祷告。
He also prayed for those who would believe him because of the words of his disciples.
换一句话说，他在那里为教会祷告。
In another word, he was praying for the church.
他在那里为着历世历代所有信他名的人祷告。
He was praying for those throughout the generations who have accepted and believed in his name.
他在父的面前倾吐他心深处的那一个愿望。
He poured out the wish that's in the depth of his heart before the Heavenly Father.
他愿意他的门徒所有信他的人都能合而为一。
He was willing that all the disciples who believe in him can be one.
我们说这是我们的主大祭司的祷告。
And we say this is the prayer of the high priest, our Lord.
他把我们所有信他的人都放在他的心上，放在他肩膀上。
He carried all of us who believe in him on his shoulder, in his heart.
把我们带到父神的面前。
He brought all of us before the Father.
他求父叫 所有属于他的人都能合而为一，像他们合而一样。
He asked the Father that all that belong to him can be one as he and the Father are one.
在这一个所谓大祭司的祷告的里面，
In this prayer of the high priest,
那个中心的负担就是盼望我们合而为一。
The central burden is for us to be one.
好像他与父合而为一样。
As he and the Father are one.
在那个祷告的里面，
In that prayer,
他倾心吐意。
He poured out his heart.
因为他觉得这件事情对神来说， 对他来说，对我们来说，这是一件最重要的事情。
Because he knows that for God, for him, and for us, this is the most important thing.
这是一件非常重要、荣耀的事情。
And this is the most important and most glorious matter.
但是因为这是那么重要、荣耀的事情，
but because this is such an important and glorious thing,
他也知道这是仇敌最怀恨、最攻击的一件事情。
And he knows that this is the matter which the adversary, the enemy, would attack, would hate.
为着这个缘故， 他在神的面前特别献上这样的祷告。
For this matter, he particularly offered the special prayer before God.
我们记得，就在那一个晚上。
We remember that that night,
当我们的主给他们看见说他要像牧人一样被击打。
When he showed his disciples that he is to be attacked like a shepherd.
他的羊都要四散。
And the sheep will be dispersed.
但是西门彼得说，
Simon Peter said,
我不会离开你的。
I will not desert you.
我愿意与你一同死。
I want to die with you.
那我们的主就告诉他说，
And our Lord told him,
西门，
Simon Peter,
撒旦要想把你放在一个筛子里头把你筛掉。
Satan wants to shift you, sift you.
但是我已经为你祷告。
But I have prayed for you.
当你恢复的时候，
When you turn around,
你要坚固你的弟兄。
Strengthen your brothers.
因为彼得虽然他爱主，
because he, although Peter loved the Lord,
但是他是在肉体的里面，
but he is still in his flesh,
他凭着他的肉体来爱我们的主，
and by his flesh he wants to love his Lord,
所以在这里就有一个漏洞，
so there, here is a gap,
给撒旦有机会可以攻击他。
Satan has a chance to attack him.
但是感谢赞美神。
But we thank and praise our God.
我们的主预先知道这样的事要发生。
Our Lord foreknew this.
所以他就已经为彼得祷告。
So our Lord already prayed for Peter.
因着主的祷告。
Because of our Lord's prayer.
彼得虽然受仇敌的攻击。
Although Peter was attacked by the enemy.
好像在筛子里头被筛了一下。
As he was sifted in the sift.
但是筛掉的都是糠皮。
But those which were screened away were just chaff.
留下的乃是那个美好的麦子。
What was remaining was this beautiful wheat.
所以弟兄姊妹，
therefore brothers and sisters,
同样的原则，
same principle,
我们的主也知道这个合一这件事情。
Our Lord knows that this matter of unity,
那是神心里头最宝贝的一件事。
It is the most precious thing in the heart of God,
也是最能荣耀神的一件事。
It is one matter that would glorify God the most,
但是这个也是撒旦所最攻击的一件事。
But this is also the matter that Satan wants to attack the most.
主也知道在我他儿女的里面，
Our Lord also knows that among his children,
因为我们还有这个败坏的肉体，
because we still have this fallen flesh,
所以结果他也看见他的教会要怎样的多次是的被筛。
So our Lord knew that how the church, his own church, will be sifted many times.
但是感谢赞美主。
But we thank and praise our Lord.
他已经为我们祷告了。
He has already prayed for us.
因着他的祷告，
because of his prayer,
那筛去的都是那些糠皮。
Those that were sifted away were just chaff.
那是应当被除去的东西。
They should actually be discarded.
而能留下的乃是那个真实的能荣耀神的。
But what's remaining is the true one, is the real one that can glorify God.
我们的主他为着他的教会祷告。
Our Lord prayed for his church.
这个祷告不单是表示他的心愿。
This prayer not only expresses his heart.
这个也表示他的信心。
It also expresses his faith.
我们的主他知道他所祷告的父都答应。
Our Lord knows that whatever he prayed, that the Heavenly Father would answer.
你记得在约翰第十一章里面，
Remember in John chapter 11,
当主耶稣到拉撒路坟墓的面前，
When our Lord came before the tomb of Lazarus,
他吩咐人把这个石头挪开，
He asked people to move away to remove the rock.
然后他就又举目望天就祷告。
And then he raised his eyes to the heaven and prayed.
他说父啊。
He said, Father,
我知道你一直听我的祷告。
I know that you have heard my prayer all the time.
我这样的祷告为着那些在旁边的人。
Now this prayer is for those who are standing by.
叫你得着荣耀。
So that you can be glorified.
然后他就说拉撒路出来。
And then he, Lazarus, come out.
拉撒路就从坟墓里头就出来了。
Then Lazarus came out from the tomb.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的主他的祷告是父一直答应的。
So brothers and sisters, the prayer of our Lord is the one that answered by the Father all the time.
所以在约翰十七章里头那个祷告，
therefore the prayer in John chapter 17,
虽然在我们这观念的里面，
although in our thoughts,
恐怕我们觉得说主在两千年前为所教会的祷告他没有得所父的答应，
maybe we say that this prayer that our Lord offered 2,000 years ago have not been answered by the Father.
但是弟兄姊妹，
but brothers and sisters,
我们不要看环境，
let's not look just around.
我们要看我们的主，
we have to look at our Lord.
他的祷告父必定答应的，
his prayer The father answers.
他有这个信心，父已经听了他的祷告。
He has the faith that the father has already listened to his prayer.
所以我们今天也得站在我们主的一边。
So today we have to stand on the side of our Lord.
我们要相信说，主这个为着教会合一的祷告，神已经听了。
We have to believe that this prayer that our Lord offered for the unity of the church, this prayer, Father, the Heavenly Father, is already heard.
并且我们要蒙神的恩典在这个答应的里面。
And we have to stand in this answer by the grace of God.
主这个祷告。
This prayer of our Lord
是为着所有属于他的人祷告。
It's for all those who are his.
没有一个属于他的人是例外的。
None that belong to him is excluded.
因为我们知道教会是基督的身体。
Because we know that the church is the body of Christ.
我们所有信他的人都是这个身体里面的肢体。
All of us who have believed in him are members of this body.
你能不能想象主的身体啊是残缺的呢？
Can you imagine that the body of Christ is blemished?
我们能相信说在主的身体里头所有的肢体都是配搭的合适的。
That we can believe that the, all the members of his body are fitted together properly.
所以我们应当在这里站在主的信心的里面。
Therefore we should stand here to stand in the faith of our Lord.
我们不要受这个外面环境的影响。
Let's not be influenced by the environment, the circumstances around.
所以第一件事我请求弟兄姊妹。
So the first thing I ask brothers and sisters,
你要忘记你眼睛所看见的。
You have to forget what you have seen.
你要忘记你耳朵所听见的。
You have to forget what your ears have heard.
你要忘记你自己所有这个分离的那个经验。
You have to forget all the experience you had in the past of division.
你要集中你自己在主的身上。
You have to focus yourself before the Lord.
你要集中你的自己在主的祷告上。
You have to focus yourself in the prayer of the Lord.
你也要集中你自己相信说主的祷告父已经答应了。
You have to focus yourself and believe that the prayer of the Lord has been answered by the Father.
然后你要来看你怎样能成为他祷告答应里头的一份。
Then you want to see how you can become a member of this answer of the prayer.
讲到圣徒的合一。
Talking about the unity of the saints.
我们必须要从源头来开始。
We have to start from the source.
今天的难处就是人将圣徒的合一不从源头开始。
The difficulty of today is that we look upon the unity of the saints not from the origin.
当我们说到圣徒合一的时候，
when we talk about the oneness of the saints,
我们立刻就想到说你与我怎样合一。
I will immediately think how you can be one with me.
我与你怎样的合一？
How I can be one with you.
你们与我们怎样合一？
And how you collectively can be one with us correctly.
我们与他们怎样合一？
That we can be in unity with them.
因此我们就用种种的方法也要把我们合一起来。
Therefore we try to use various means to bring up this unity.
但是我们知道这两千年来人不知道试了多次都是失败的。
But we know that over 2,000 years men tried so many times, men failed every time.
因为圣徒谈到合一的时候没有从源头来开始。
Because when the saintscame together to talk about unity, they have not started from the origin.
所以今天早晨我们要回到源头的里面去。
So this morning we have to go back to the origin.
今天早晨我们要讲到神格的合一。
So today, this morning, we want to talk about the unity in the deity. Unity in the Godhead, I'm sorry.
主说,
the Lord said,
保守他们, 合而为一, 像我们一样。
Keep them one as we are one.
所以你在这里看见说, 主所要的, 那个合业, 乃是像, 父与子, 在神格里面的合业,
So here you see that the oneness that the Lord wants is the same oneness as in the Godhead.
凡是不像神格里面合业的, 都不是真的合业。
Whatever is not like the oneness in the Godhead is not the true oneness.
我盼望弟兄姊妹, 这句话, 要深深地种在你的心里头。
I hope brothers and sisters plant this word deeply in your heart.
主说保守他们合而为一像我们一样。
The Lord said, keep them in oneness as we are one.
所以真正的合业, 真正的圣徒合业,
so the true oneness, the true oneness in the saints,
乃是像在神格里面那个合业一样的。
It's like the oneness in Godhead.
所以今天早晨我们要来讲一点神格里面的合业。
So this morning we would like to talk about the oneness in the Godhead.
请弟兄姊妹记得，这个不是光在这里讲一点这个道理。
So dear brothers and sisters, this morning we're not talking about just a bit of doctrine.
这一个是一个。 一个真理我们必须要看见。This
is a truth that we have to see.
我们知道神是三而一的神。We
know that our God is the triune God.
虽然是三却是一。Although
it is three, but it's actually one.
虽然是一,却是三。
Although it is one, it is three.
这是一个奥秘。
This is a mystery.
没有人能解说这个奥秘。
No one can explain or interpret this mystery.
虽然在教会里面,人有各种各样的方法来解说这个神格的奥秘。
Although in the church, man uses various means to try to interpret or explain the mystery of this Godhead.
但是我们知道, 无论怎样解说, 还是解说不明的。
But we know, no matter how you try to explain, you cannot explain it clearly.
这是一个奥秘。
This is a mystery.
神所启示我们的一份。
This is something that God has revealed to us.
我们只能凭说信心来接受。
And this is something we can only accept by faith.
神只有一位。
There's only one God.
在申命记第六章第四节里面,
in Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4,
说以色列啊听,
that, hear Israel,
耶和华你的神是一位神。
Jehovah our God is one Jehovah.
所以我们知道说神是一位。
So we know that God is unique.
只有一位神。
There is only one God.
在出埃及记第二十章,
in Exodus chapter 20,
第三集,
verse 3,
十条诫里面说, 除了神以外, 不能有别的神。
And one of the Ten Commandments said, besides God, there's no other God.
在哥林多前书第八章里面,
in 1 Corinthians chapter
8, 第四节到第六节的里面,
verses 4 to 6,
也告诉我们说, 我们只有一位神。
It says we only have one God.
虽然在世界上, 人说有许多的神, 有许多的主。
And although in the world there are many gods and there are many lords,
但是我们知道, 只有一位神。
But we know that there is only one God.
这位神就是众人的父。
And this God is the father of many.
我们也是归于他的。
That we are his.
在提摩太前书第二章里面
1 Timothy chapter 2
第五节
verse 5
也告诉我们说只有一位神
and there it says that there's only one God
在神和人中间只有一位中保
and between God and man there's only one mediator
就是那将士为人的耶稣基督
and that's the Jesus Christ that has came down to be a man
他舍自己做万人的赎价
who gave himselfA ransom for many.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们在读圣经的时候
，So brothers and sisters, when we read the Bible,
我们知道神把他自己启示给我们。
We know that God revealed Himself to us.
我们今天所知道关乎神的事情，都是因着他启示我们。
Today, what we know about God is revealed.By God to us.
如果神不把自己向我们启示，我们根本就完全不认识他。
If God did not reveal Himself to us, we totally were not able to know Him.
但是感谢神，他把他自己向我们启示。
But we thank God that He revealed Himself to us.
所以在他的启示里头，他告诉我们说，只有一位神。
In His revelation, He told us, there He tells us.There's only one God.
这一个乃是我们的信仰。
And this is our faith.
他是我们的父。
He is our father.
但是稀奇的是
But the wonderful thing is,
同样在神的话语的里面
and in the, also in the word of God,
也是神向我们启示的。
And also this is revealed by God to us.
他给我们看见说虽然他是一位神但是在这一位的里面却有三位。
He told us, although there's only one God, but within this one there are three persons.
这一个不是相反的。
And this is not contrary.
这个反而乃是相符合的。
And this is supplemental.
比方说我们打开创世纪第一章我们就清楚了
For example, if we open Genesis chapter 1
那里告诉我们说起初神创造天地
There it says in the beginning God created heaven and earth
这个神字在希伯来文里头是 Elohim
And that word God in Hebrew is Elohim
那个意思就是说他是那一个 supreme 那个最高者
that means that he is the supreme
但是这一个名词乃是 Eloi 的一个复数一个 plural
but this word actually is the plural form of Eloi
所以就在他的名字里头就告诉我们说
So even in his name, we are told.
他虽然是一位至高者
although he's the one supreme.
但是他里面是复数的，不是单数的。
But then in him, it is plural, it's not singular.
就是看头上三节的圣经。
If we just read the first three verses.
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
神的灵运行在水面上。
And the spirit of God hovering over the
face of water. 神说要有光，就有了光。
God says there be light, and there is light.
所以神说就神的话。
And when God says, that is the word of God.
就是约翰福音第一章太初有道这个话。
And that the same word is the same word used in the John chapter 1. In the beginning was the word.
所以在这里你已经看见有神有灵有话。
So in the first three verses you see there is the God, there is the spirit, there is the word.
而这三个乃是合一的。
And these three things are one.
到了第一章二十六节的里面。
When we come to chapter 1 verse 26.
当神要造人的时候。
When God wanted to create man.
他说让我们照着我们的形象按着我们的样子来造人。
God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness.
他说让我们。
He said, let us.
那我们都知道，说到我们的时候，那一定不止一位了。
So when he said let us, it's more than one.
所以让我们照着我们的形象和我们的样式来造人。
He said let us make man in our image after our likeness.
就是等到人犯罪之后，到了第三章里面。
So in chapter 3 after man fell.
神说人现在能分别上我像我们一样。
And God said, now a man can tell a good and evil like we do.
所以在这里又给我们看见，在这个神格的里面，不只是一位。
So here we see again that in the Godhead, it's not only just one person.
到了诗篇第110篇的时候
and in Psalm chapter 1 in Psalm 110
耶和华主对我主说，你要坐在我的右边，等我叫你众仇敌都做你的脚凳。
The Lord tells my Lord that you shall sit on my right until the enemy be your footstool.
所以在这里又是看见说不只是一位。
So here we see again, there's not only one.
到了以赛亚第六章的时候
Isaiah chapter 6.
你记得以赛亚他听见说神在那里说这个我可以差遣谁呢，谁肯为我们去呢。
So there Isaiah heard God said, who can we send? Who can go for us?
在那里又是给我们看见乃是一个复数的。
So there we see again, it's plural.
到了新约的时候，当然太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
When we come to the New Testament, in the beginning was the Word was with God.And the word is God.
所以你在这里看见说这一个话这个道它与神同在。
Here we see the word was with God.
同在的话就是表明说有两位在那里。
With God meaning there are two.
但是底下又说他就是神。
And then it says the word is God.
虽然是两位但是就是一位。
And although there were two, they are actually also one.
到了马太福音第三章的里面。
Matthew chapter 3.
当我们的主耶稣在约旦河受洗的时候。
When our Lord was baptized in the river Jordan.
他从水里上来在那里祷告。
When he rose up from the river,
忽然天就开了。
Heaven opened.
天上有圣灵说这是我的爱子是我所喜悦的。
And the voice from heaven said, this is my beloved son, in him I have delight.
圣灵就像鸽子一样就降在主的身上并且住在他的里面。
The Holy Spirit descended upon our Lord Jesus and dwelt in him from heaven.
所以你在这里看见我们的主在地上。
So you, here we see that our Lord on earth,
父在天上发声,
that the Heavenly Father was there giving the voice,
圣灵又降下来, 降在主的身上,
and the Holy Spirit descended on, upon our Lord.
到了约翰第十章的时候,
when we come to John chapter 10,
主在那里告诉我们说, 第十章第三十节, 他说, 我与父原为一。
Now here our Lord said, I and the Father are one.
我与父原为一。
I and the Father are one.
到了第十四章第九节里面。
In chapter 14, verse 9.
他就告诉我们说认识他就是认识父。
And then here he says that he that has seen me has seen the Father.
因为他在父里面父在他的里面。
Because he is in the Father and the Father is in him.
你再读下去的时候他提到圣灵。
And then he went on to mention the Holy Spirit.
到了十七节的时候。
In verse 17.
他说我要差遣另外一位报回之来。
He said, I will send another comforter.
他常与你们同在。
And he shall abide with you always.
He is with you.
He is with you.
他以至于你们在一起。
He is with you.
他将要住在你们的里面。
And he shall abide in you.
那么我们都知道谁是以至于他们在一起的呢？
Now we know who has been with them all the time.
就是我们的主自己。
That is our Lord Jesus himself.
但是呢，他说到圣灵的时候，他就 他以至于你们在一起，他也要住在你们里面。
But when he speaks of the Holy Spirit, he says he, the Holy Spirit, is with you all the time, and he shall abide in you.
所以表明他与圣灵又是合而为一的。
He says that he and the Holy Spirit are one.
到了马太二十八章的时候
，Matthew 28,
我们的主在那里吩咐门徒到万国去。
Our Lord, commanded his disciples to go to the nations.
叫万国万民都做他的门徒。
And to have the nations to be his disciples.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
And baptize them to the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit.
所以你再看见说父子灵乃是三位，又是合一的。
So here we see again.The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are three persons, but in one.
到了哥林多后书第十六章的里面。
Second Corinthians chapter.
十三章的里面。
13.
保罗他在那里为哥林多的人祝福。
Paul was blessing the Corinthians.
他说：“愿耶稣基督的恩典、神的慈悲和圣灵的交通常与你们同在。”
He says, "May the grace of our Lord Jesus."The mercy of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all the time.
到了启示录第一章的里面。
Revelation chapter 1.
你就看见说，但愿那些在中永在的神和在宝座前的七灵和那为诚实做见证的耶稣基督，从死里受尽复活，做万国君王的这位耶稣基督。
So may, there it says that may the Heavenly Father, the Father as always, and the seven spirits on the throne, and the Lord Jesus who was raised from the dead, the first.
在这里又给我们看见这个三位。
Here we see again, three.
你知道那一些的货物，那一些的这个基路伯。
We see there the living things, the cherubim.
他们在宝座的面前赞美的时候，他们说圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
When they were surrounding the throne and giving praises, they prayed, Holy, Holy, Holy.
永在全能的神。
Then the Almighty God always is there.
所以你在这里看见说，这一位全能的神有三个圣在。
Here we see that Almighty God.They have three holies.
表明说乃是三而一的神。
It represents again, it's three persons in one. This is Godhead.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们在神的话语的里面，
In the word of God,
神已经把自己所能启示的启示了我们。
God has revealed to us what he would like to reveal to us.
他给我们看见说他是一位神。
He showed us that he is one God.
同时他也给我们看见说在他这个神格的里面却有三位。
He also shows us that in the Godhead there are three persons.
这个三位却是完全合一。
These three persons are totally one.
所以是一位。
Therefore they are one.
这是圣经所给我们启示的。
This is what the Bible has revealed to us.
我们怎样去解释它，我们不会解释。
Now, however, we try to explain, we are not able to explain.
在申命记二十九章二十九节告诉我们说。
In Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29.
隐秘的事是属于神的。
The secret things belong to God.
启示的事是属于我们的。
What is revealed belongs to us.
叫我们能遵守。
Therefore, we can obey.
所以弟兄姊妹，神格里面还有许多的奥秘是我们不能琢磨的。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, there are much other mysteries in the Godhead that we could not even try to know.
但是呢，他所已经启示的，我们要遵守。
But whatever he has revealed to us, that we have to obey.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
虽然这个三而一 Trinity 这个名词在圣经里头没有，
Therefore, this word Trinity, although this word does not appear in the Bible,
但是我们知道这三而已一二三的这位神这一个事实在全部的圣经里头你都能看见。
But this fact of Trinity, this three persons in one, this Trinity, we can see from the beginning to the end of the Bible.
所以三而一的神是我们的信仰。
Therefore, this Trinity God is our faith.
我们就因着他给我们的启示，我们相信，我们接受。
And because this is what He has revealed to us, therefore we believe, therefore we are saved.
那么现在我们要来看。
Now we want to see
这一个神格里面的合一。究竟是怎么一回事？
We want to see what is this oneness in the Godhead.
我们知道神格是合一的。
We know that in the Godhead there's one, this oneness.
这是一个事实。
This is a fact.
这是一个永远的真理。
This is an eternal truth.
但是我们现在要来看说这个是究竟是怎么样的一种合一？
But we want to see what kind of unity is the unity in the Godhead.
因为如果我们能看见这个的话，我们才能知道圣徒的合一是怎么一回事。
Because only if we can see this unity, then we can know what unity should be among the saints.
第一
，Number one，
在神格里面的合一。是完全里面的一个合一。
The unity in the Godhead is totally a unity within.
我们在英文里头要造一个字叫 inness。
We want to create a word in English. It's called inness. I-N-N-E-S-S.
里面。
It is inside.
神格的合一是一个完全里面的一个合一。
The unity in the Godhead is totally a unity in the inness.
在约翰第十七章第二十一节。
In John chapter 17 verse 21.
主怎么说呢？
And the Lord said.
使他们都合而为一，真如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面。叫世人可以信你差了我来。
That they may be all one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee. That they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me.
所以在这里给我们看见主说，你父在我里面。
So here we see that the Lord said that Father in me,
我在你里面。
That I in thee.
这一个合一是一个里面的合一。
And this unity is an in, is unity inside, unity within.
不是在外面呢，我们大家商量商量。
And this oneness is not something outside, and we just gather together to talk about.
我们大家彼此来妥协一下。
That we come to a compromise.
然后我们大家就同意说好，我们就合一了。
And then we say we go, we agree that we are.
这一种外面的合一
，this external oneness，
很容易破坏的。
It's easy to be broken.
不是真的合一。
Because it is not the true unity.
所以神格的合一，那是一个里面的合一。
The unity in the Godhead is the unity within.
我们知道在里面这一个东西呀、是世界上都没有的。
We know that this inness, that means it's something within, is something the world does not have.
如果两个人能亲密到一个地步啊，非常的近，我们只能说他并肩而立。
Then when we see two people, they are very close, we can only say that they.Stand side by side.
我们不能说他在我里面，我在他里面。
No, we cannot say that he is in me and I am in him.
这个观念呢，是地上没有的观念。
This concept is not in this world.
世界上不懂这是怎么一回事。
The world does not understand what this is.
但是感谢赞美神。
But we thank and praise our Lord.
我们的神是灵。
Our God is a spirit.
所以你就看见说， 他的那个合一是完全是在里面的。
Therefore we see that his unity is totally within.
在约翰第十四章里头。
In John chapter 14.
十四章里头就怎么说呢？
And our Lord said.
他说第十一节
chapter 11,
你们当信我，我在父里面，父在我里面。
Our Lord said, Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me.
你在这里看见约翰十四章十一节和约翰十七章二十一节里头次序有一点不同的。
But here we see there is a difference in order between these two verses, chapter 14, verse 11, and chapter 17, verse 21.
因为在十四章十一节里头说，我在你里面，你在我里面。
Chapter 14, verse 11 says, I am in you, and you are in one.
在十七章二十一节。
And 17.Verse 21.
你在我里面，我在你里面。
You in me and I in you.
所以在这里你就看见说，这两个在里面都是主动的。
So we see here this inness, that one in the other, this both cases are active.
父在主里面。
And the Father.He is in the Son.
子他也要在父里面。
And the Son also wants to be in the Father.
所以你就看见说一点没有勉强的。
Therefore here you see nothing is forced upon them.
他们两位都是主动的在里面。
The two of them voluntarily, actively are in each other.
在子里面你看见父。
In the Son you see the Father.
在父里面你看见子。
And in the Father, you see the Son.
他们都是在灵里面，在里面完全合而为一。
They are totally one within. They are totally one in the Spirit.
所以这一个合一是不能打破的。
This unity, therefore, cannot be broken.
这一个是神格里面合一的。
This is the unity in the Godhead.
第二。
Number two,
神格的合一乃是性质的合一。
And the unity in the Godhead is the unity in the essence.
他们在性质上是完全相同的。
In essence, they are the same.
就在约翰十七章里面。
In John chapter 17.
第十节。
Verse 10.
凡是我的都是你的，你的也是我的。
Mine is thine, and thine is mine.
凡是你的，凡是我的都是你的。
Whatever is mine is also yours.
凡是你的都是我的。
Whatever is yours is mine.
换一句话说，父与子在这个性质上面是完全相同的。
In another word,The essence, in essence, the essence of the Father, the essence of the Son are exactly the same.
我们记得在哥罗西书告诉我们说。
We remember in Colossians.
哥罗西第一章十九节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse
19. 他说神乐意把他一切的丰富都藏在他儿子的里面。
He said it pleased.God to have all the richness of the Godhead to be deposited in His Son.
凡是父所赐的
whatever is in the Father,
他都藏在他儿子的里面
He deposited in His Son.
因为神的奥秘就是基督
Because the mystery of God is Christ.
一切的智慧知识都在他的里面
All the wisdom and knowledge is in Him.
神的丰富有形有体的居住在基督的里面
The abundance of God dwells, is deposited in Christ bodily.
父 与子，你就看见说在性质上面是完全相同的。
Therefore you see that between the Father and the Son they are exactly the same in essence.
不是说父多一点子少一点。
It is not that to say that the Father has more and the Son has less.
你就看见说父与子是完完全全是相同是相等的。
And here you see the Father and the Son are totally the same and totally equal.
所以有一句话说。
Therefore one word says,
在永世的里面。
In eternity.
在神格的里面
in Godhead
父与子与圣灵是完全平等的
that the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit they are totally equal
没有上下
there's no up and there's no, no higher and no lower
没有前后
there's no ahead and no behind
也没有高低
There's no higher or no lower.
在这个神格的里面，因为他们的性质是完全相同的。
In the Godhead, because they are all the same in essence.
所以是完全相等的。
So they are totally equal.
我想这个是很重要的一件事。
And this is a very important matter.
所以有这样一句话。
Therefore, there's this saying.
在神格里面性质是一个但是功用是三个
In the Godhead the essence is only one but the functions are three
这是神格里合一第二个性质
This is the second character of this unity in the Godhead
今天我们的合一也要根据这样的合一
Today our unity has to be according to this unity
那第三
Number three,
神格里面的合一乃是生命交通的合一
The unity in the Godhead is the unity of the fellowship of life
我们的神是灵
Our God is a spirit
他也是生命
He is also life
神是生命的源头
God is the origin, the source of life
诗篇三十六篇第九节说
In Psalm 36, verse 9 says,
他说在你的里面有生命的源头。
In you is the source of life.
我们的主是复活，是生命。
Our Lord is the resurrection and the life.
圣灵是生命的灵。
Our spirit is the spirit of life.
所以我们看见在神格里面他们的合一乃是一个生命交通的合一。
Therefore, we see that the unity in the Godhead is the unity of the flow, the fellowship of life.
什么叫做交通呢
？What does it mean by fellowship？
你知道这个交通呢？这一个字在希腊文里头。
The word fellowship in the original Greek.
意思是什么呢
？It means
意思乃是啊，这个同等。分享同业的性质。
It means there's an essence that is equal, that is sharing, that is one.
Common, equal, sharing of the nature. 乃是完全相同的。
It is all common.
并且是完全平等的。
It's all equal.
而这样来交通
and in that condition it shares
这一个是神格里头的交通
and this is the fellowship in the Godhead
所以这个交通乃是一个完全的交通
therefore this fellowship is a total complete fellowship
那么神他这个交通就是这样的
and this is the kind of fellowship in the Godhead
第四
number four
在神格里面的合一
The unity in the Godhead
乃是旨意的合一。
It is the oneness of purpose.
它在旨意里面是完全合而为一的。
And they are all in one in the purpose.
父的旨意。
The purpose of the Father.
就是子的旨意。
It's the purpose of the Son.
也就是圣灵的旨意。
It's the purpose of the Holy Spirit.
他们中间没有异议。
They don't have disagreement.
他们是完完全全同心合意。
They are totally in one accord.
什么是父的旨意呢？
What is the purpose of the Father?
在以弗所告诉我们说，
In the Ephesian letter it tells us.
神在永世里面，在他里面所定规的旨意。
And the purpose that God has purposed in himself in the eternity
past. 乃是要叫天上地下一切所有的在他的儿子里头都合而为一。
That is all things under heaven and on earth in his, they can be all summed up in his son, Jesus Christ.
他要他的儿子做万有之首。
He wants his son to be supreme in all things.
并且他要为着他给他的儿子一个配偶。
And because he wants to give his son a helpmate.
与他一同享受，也一同负责。
And so that he can share.Enjoy with him and also be responsible with him.
这个是父的旨意。
And this is the will of God.
你知道你读圣经的时候，
When you read the Bible,
圣经里头有一个旨意是单数的。
There's one word, will or purpose of God that is singular.
我们今天说到旨意的时候，好像有各种各样的旨意。
When we talk about purposes this day, it seems that we have many different purposes.
但是圣经里头有一个最高统治一切的神那永远的旨意。
But in the Bible, there's one that is supreme, that governs everything, and that will of God.
这个旨意就是神要他的儿子在万有上去守卫。
And that will is that God wants his son to have supremacy in all things.
要天上地下一切所有的都在他里面。
And God wants all things under the heaven on earth can be summed up in him. And because he loves his son, and he wants to give his son a bride. That is the eternal will of God. When God has this will, the son says amen.
子就愿意来成全父的旨意。
The Son is willing to fulfill this will of the Father.
圣灵也阿们。
The Holy Spirit says, Amen.
他愿意来工作，来完成这件事情。
And the Holy Spirit wants to work to fulfill this will.
所以你就看见说，在神的旨意的里面，他神格的合一是完全的。
Therefore, we see that in the will of God, the unity of the Godhead is complete.
那么最后。
Lastly,
神格的合一是工作上的合一。
The unity of the Godhead is the unity in work.
既然神有了旨意，
And now that God has his will,
为所要达到这个旨意，
in order to achieve that purpose,
神就开始起来工作。
And God starts to work.
那么弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
在工作的里面，
In this work,
你就开始看见有次序来了。
You start to see the order.
本来在永世的里面，
Originally in the eternity,
在神格的里面，
In Godhead,
是绝对平等的。
And that's totally equal.
没有前后，没有上下，没有高低。
There's no forward or backward, upper or lower.
父子灵是完全平等的。
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are all equal.
他们所有的都是一样的。
What they have in essence are the same.
但是为着成全神的工作的缘故。
But in order to accomplish this work of God,
我们看见神的儿子就自动的，他愿意降卑。
We see that the Son of God, he voluntarily lowered himself.
他愿意接受他的父做他的头。
He was willing to have the Father to be his head.
所以你就看见圣经里头，尤其在约翰福音里面。
Therefore, you see in the Bible, especially in John's Gospel.
他怎么说？他说我父做事，直到如今我也做事。
He says, My Father works until today, and I work too.
约翰五章十七节。
John chapter 5 verse 17.
我父做事直到如今，我也做事。
My father works to now, and I works also.
然后我们的主怎么说呢？
And then our Lord said,
他一生一直给我们看见，他是父所差遣的。
Throughout his life, he showed us that he is sent by the Father.
我们知道被差遣的人是地狱那差遣他的人。
We know the one who is sent, is lower than the one who sent.
这是约翰十三章十六节。
This is John 13, chapter 16.
所以圣经告诉我们。
So the Bible tells us.
虽然他与父是同等的。
Although he is equal with God.
他倾倒他的自己。
He poured out himself.
他愿意降卑。
He was willing to lower himself.
他取了一个奴仆的形象。
He took the likeness of a slave.
他穿上一个人的样子。
He put on the form of man.
他存心顺服。
And he was destined to obey.
以至于死前死在十字架上。
And until death and the death of the cross.
我们的主一生在这个世界上。
Our Lord throughout his life on earth.
他怎么说呢？
He said,
他说燔祭和赎罪祭是你所不喜悦的。
He said, burn offering and sin offering is what you do not like.
你为我预备了一个身体。
You have prepared a body for me.
看哪、啊、我来了，我要遵行你的旨意。
Behold, I come to do your will.
他一直站在一个卑微的地位上。
He always stood on a position of lowliness.
所以到了哥林多前书十一章里头说。
Therefore, come to the First Corinthians chapter 11.
神是基督的头。
God is the head of Christ.
这个是指着在工作上的合一说的。
This refers to the unity in the work.
在工作上的合一是有秩序的。
In the unity of the work, there is order.
在不同的里面，在那里。和业工作
that there is oneness in the work in their differences.
那圣灵也是一样。
And the Holy Spirit is the same.
圣灵被差遣来。
The Holy Spirit was sent.
被父与子差到地上来。
Was sent to this earth by the Father and the Son.
他不在那里为着自己说话。
He does not speak for himself.
他乃是把他所听见的传给我们。
He just proclaimed to us.What he hears.
他来是要荣耀主耶稣。
He comes to glorify Lord Jesus.
他不提到他自己。
He never mentions himself.
在工作上是不同的。
Now in the work it is different.
但是他们是分工合作。
But they are doing different things together.
他们没有在那里争说谁高谁低。
They do not argue who should be the first and who should be the second.
他们没有在那里说这是不平等。
They do not argue to say that this is not equal.
他们甘心乐意的在那里照着这一个属灵的次序同工来完成神的心意。
They work together according to the spiritual order willingly to fulfill the will of God.
这一个是神格里面的合一。
This is the unity in the Godhead.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们把这我不过是举几点而已。
Brothers and sisters, I just mentioned several points.
你把这些东西把它归纳起来。
If you summarize these things together,
你才能看见
神格
的合一是怎么样的一种合一。
What kind of unity is the unity in the Godhead?
所以最后我们有这样一个结论。
So lastly, we have this conclusion.
神格的合一是真理。
The unity in the Godhead is the truth.
这一个是我们的信仰。
And this truth is our faith.
我们虽然能知道一点。
Although we can know just a little.
因为他启示了一点给我们。
Because he has revealed a little to us.
但是我们说不知道的不知道多少。
And we know that there are so much that we do not know.
但是感谢神，他所启示的是真理。
But we thank God, whatever He has revealed to us, that is the truth.
这一个成了我们的 faith.
That truth becomes our faith.
第二。
Number two.
神格的合一是原则。
The unity in the Godhead is the principle.
乃是我们的凭借，我们的根据。
And it is the basis, and this is our reference.
我们如果要圣徒合一的话，
If we want to achieve the unity of the saints,
我们必须要根据这一个神格合一的原则。
It has to be according to the principle of the unity in the Godhead.
第三
Number three,
神格的合一是荣耀。
The unity of the Godhead is glory.
这一个就是神的荣耀。
And this is the glory of God.
这一个成了我们的敬拜。
And that is our worship.
所以你就看见那一些一直在神面前的。
And here we see those who have been before the Lord.
那四个活物。
And the four living things.
他们昼夜不断地在那里敬拜。
And day and night they worship God.
他们说圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
They say holy, holy, holy.
全能的耶和华
The Almighty God
他们看见神格的荣耀
They have seen the glory of the Godhead
因此他们在那里敬拜
And therefore they worship the glory of the Godhead
巴不得我们也能看见神的荣耀
May we also see the glory of God
神的荣耀显在他合一的里面
The glory of God is expressed in It's unity.
这个实在是太荣耀了。
And this is so glorious.
我们不能不匍匐来敬拜。
We can only prostrate and worship Him.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
我们的神，你是荣耀的奥秘。
Our God, you are the glorious secret.
我们永远不能吃透你。
We could never see you through.
但是我们感谢赞美你，因着你爱我们的缘故。
But we thank you and praise you because you so loved us.
你把你自己稍微启示了一点给我们。
You have revealed a little of you to us.
你知道我们能领受多少。
You know how little we can receive.
但是主我们求你凡是你所启示的让我们都能接受
The Lord we pray whatever you have revealed to us that we can receive
叫我们不至于失去你的真理
so that we do not lose your truth
不至于不懂你的原则
that we do not we will not not able to understand your principle
也不能看见你的荣耀
that we will not fail to see your glory
所以主我们求你
so the Lord we ask you
遮盖这些残缺软弱的话语
you can cover that you will cover these incomplete weak words
你自己的圣灵起来向我们启示
that your Holy Spirit will comeAnd reveal these to us.
让我们心的深处能看见你神格合一的荣耀。
So that from the depth of our heart, we see the glory of you, Godhead.
叫我们被吸引往你而去。
So that we can be drawn to you.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.